AFCON 2023 is definitely an AFCON to remember, or going to be my best AFCON of all time, because we have seen lots of upsets from supposed small teams increase by each match day. Match day 3 was also one to watch as lots of results unfolded, and we're approaching match day 4 very soon. But before I give you guys highlights on what happened in match day 3 and what to expect in match day 4, welcome to the FPM Manual podcast show with your lovely host, the FPM Manual. If you're listening for the first time, basically what I do here is just talk about AFCON fantasy, so the fantasy part of the AFCON, and to give you an idea of what to do, what to expect, differentials, top captain picks, and you know, basically fantasy options you should consider ahead of this time now, match day 4, which is the round of 16. And we'll be doing a quick breakdown of what happened in match day 3 and some other things I will talk about later. So stay tuned for more. We will be right back. Match day 3 was indeed one of my best game weeks ever, because started with a rush. Equatorial Guinea versus Cote d'Ivoire. I mean, on paper, you know who's going to win, right? You have it in mind that it's Ivory Coast that will come out on top, but that was not the case, as they ended in a 4-0 win for Equatorial Guinea against Cote d'Ivoire. Emilio Nsue confirmed his lost status in the fantasy society, scoring the brace, and Iban scored as well, and I think it's Pablo Garnett that scored a free kick for the Zhangliang Nakonias. So the National Thunders cruised with a win against Cote d'Ivoire. Nigeria did not do too bad against Equatorial Guinea, against Guinea-Bissau, having a 1-0 win against Juturus, that's their nickname. And so even though there were a lot of chances missed, but that was how the result played out, and it ended with Equatorial Guinea and Nigeria qualifying as first and second, but we'll get to the best third very soon. Ghana needed a win, same as Egypt, to conceal their places in the next round. However, Ghana bottled a 2-0 lead, causing two deadly mistakes in the last minute, getting a 2-2 draw and are out of the competition. Cape Verde came back for right at the death to get a 2-2 draw against Egypt. However, Egypt finishing second was enough to get them through to the next round. Other results that transpired were in Group C, where Senegal got a 2-0 win against Guinea, giving them their 9 points on the table and even making the manager win the best group stage manager for the competition. Cameroon got a 3-2 late winner against Gambia, getting a second place finish, and will face Nigeria in the next round of 16. Angola got a 2-0 win, sealing their place as Group D group leaders, in a group where you would have imagined Algeria to come out as group leaders. Algeria got knocked out by Mauritania with the 1-0 win, and they just needed a draw to excel to the next round, to move to the next round. However, Algeria, just like in 2021 AFCON, Algeria are also out for the 2023 AFCON, and they also got out in the group stage as well. Those teams qualifying are Angola, Burkina Faso, and Mauritania as best third. More on best third later. Namibia, Mali, South Africa, or Tunisia all played goalless draws. That's where the first goalless draws we have seen the competition so far. Tunisia not able to get more than 2 points in a third group is not enough, and they are out of the competition as well. So that we have Algeria, Tunisia, and Ghana, big nations, all out of the contest. Then Group F finished with Tanzania and DR Congo ending a 0-0 draw as well, while Zambia could not equalize after a Ziyech early goal in the first half for Morocco, which ended in a 1-0 win in favor of Morocco, and Zambia as out as well. Due to this, even though Equatorial Guinea lashed Cote d'Ivoire in their own backyard 4-0, they are through to the next round, because thanks to Ghana not able to hold the win, and Tanzania, or rather Zambia, not able to get a draw, Ivory Coast, Namibia, Guinea, and which other team now? There's one other team, Mauritania, are all finishing in best third places. So what is the table looking like so far, so good? So I'm just looking at the AFCON page of CAF, and I think I designed this myself once upon a time, but since we have it, let's just read it out. So we have Nigeria will face Cameroon. That is runner-ups of Group A versus runner-up of Group C, Nigeria versus Cameroon. And whoever wins that match will face the winner of Angola, that is Group D winners, facing Namibia, Group E, third place finish, Angola versus Namibia. So whoever wins Nigeria, Cameroon will face Angola, anyway, the winner of Angola versus Namibia. In that same category, that same line, we have Cape Verde, Group B winners, facing Group D, runner-ups, Mauritania. So Cape Verde versus Mauritania. We also have Group F winners, Morocco, facing Group E, second place spots, that is South Africa. Wait, who finished first among? Did South Africa finish over? Yes, South Africa finished over Namibia, right? Did they? Yes, because of the goal difference, yeah. So that is Group E runner-ups against Group F winners. That's Morocco versus Russia. So whoever wins that match will face winner of Cape Verde versus Mauritania. Then on the other side of the knockout, we have Mali, who finished as Group E leaders, who faced Group D runner-ups, that is Burkina Faso. Then whoever wins that game will face the winner of Senegal, that's Group C winners, against Group A runner-ups, Ivory Coast. That's how it pans on the other side. Then we still also have Egypt, who finished as runner-ups in Group B, who face RDC Congo. That is, those are finished as runner-ups of Group F. While we have Group A winners, Equatorial Guinea, facing runner-ups, or rather third place team, Guinea. And whoever wins that match will face the winner of Egypt Congo. So those are basically the schedules we have left till the competition is done. So we have the round of 16 teams that are ready, the draws are done. Coming back to fantasy, how does this affect us? How do we even, how does the, what kind of games should we target? I got a question. What are the best features to target? What are the best players to bring in concerning our teams, and so on and so forth. So, but before we get into that properly, I spent too much time on this intro though, but let's just quickly look at a few news on ground. We have a few team news from a few teams. So, and the big news we have so far is that of Cameroon's top striker, Vincent Aboubakar, is now available for selection. Vincent Aboubakar and Clinton Inge returned to collective training this Wednesday. Both players are now fit for the remainder of competition, and this was announced by the official account of the Indomitable Lions. So we have good news. If you are considering bringing the former AFCON 2021 top scorer with 8 goals in the last AFCON for his country, he's back. He's back fit and ready to face Nigeria. Will he start the match? Most definitely he would. So that's good news for the Cameroonians and for fantasy managers who might consider him going forward. And we also have some news concerning suspension. So in case you didn't know, there was some issues around the end of match day 2 with the outburst fight that happened, with an outburst rather, that happened between Morocco and DR Congo. And long story short, CAF have reviewed the matter and have given the gaffer, that is Walid Regugra, please forgive me if I butchered the name. I'll give him Walid E 4-game suspension, and he will be out, I don't know, till probably competition is done. I don't know. Are there still 4 games left? Maybe if Morocco reaches the final, so but he'll be sitting from the bench or on the stands, I guess, because he'll be banned for those games. Same punishment goes to the player he had an altercation with. That is, what is his name? Mbemba. Chancel Mbemba, but he will only have a 2-match suspension. Now, this is still up for appeal by both the Morocco Football Federation and the DR Congo Football Federation, but for now, it still stands as them being suspended and out. What other news have I not mentioned? Okay, for Egypt, there is this news I got on my timeline today. Emam Ashour has been ruled out of Egypt's last 16 game with a head injury. The players have suffered a concussion while attempting a backflip in training. So that is not good for Egypt. But to be fair, he has not really gotten a lot of minutes for them, but it's still a big blow to the Egyptian side. So he's missing for the next game. So in case you have an Egyptian player in your team that's named Ashore, please don't just remember to take him out. So those are the little team news. I mean, any other team news I want to share is probably Mauritania getting their first AFCON win ever in the competition against Algeria. This is also another team with Namibia who got their first AFCON win this contest. In terms of injuries, I think Saïss was missing the last game due to, I think he also had an issue with his heel. He didn't play the match due to injury and he was out. So yeah, so Romain Saïss, we will need to get more updates if he's available and fit for the next game. Yes, he said that Romain Saïss in covering on the sidelines and did not join collective training. So we'll get to know more about that. I think there was also news about Hakim Ziyech having a knock. I saw a few of my adamant AFCON followers talking about him getting a knock. I've not gotten a concrete news on that. So far, so good. But if I see, I'll repost or mention it here. So yeah, so that's the news I've gotten. Those are just a little bit of team news I've gotten so far. So, but before we enter this properly, I'm 12 minutes in or so. I have not spoken about fantasy yet, but you guys, please bear with me. Before we get into this properly, we have to recognize those that won a little bit of awards in the group stages, and I'll be ruling them out real soon. So we have the best manager for the group stage. It goes to Aliou Cisse of Senegal, winning it after getting 3 straight wins and 9 points for Senegal. He is the manager of the group stages. Congratulations, Senegal. Congratulations, Aliou Cisse. Well done. You guys outplayed everyone and you are the best team in the contest as it stands. Best goalkeeper goes to Jesus Owono. Goalkeeper had 2 clean sheets and I think made about, 9 saves or so. Good number of saves for Equatorial Guinea, helping them to top the group. So he was quite instrumental against Nigeria and Ivory Coast in Group A, and he wins the best goalkeeper for the group stages. Best young player goes to Lamine Kamara with 2 goals in 3 games, basically 2 goals in 1 game. But he has been awarded with the best young player. I think he's about 20 years of age. Best young player of the tournament in the group stages. Well done. Congratulations, Lamine Kamara. Now, for some weird reason, I'm still looking at AFCON page to see if they will post best top scorer, because they did it last AFCON. They gave it to Vincent Abubakar for best top scorer, who scored about 4 goals rather, in the group stages. So, but I've not seen for best top scorer, and I'm expecting them to announce it probably sooner or later. However, in case it gets announced, I think it should go to the leader on the top, the sheet so far. His name is Emilio Unsue, and I guess I don't know when they will announce it, but for now it has not been announced, so I hope he gets the reward. But we have the group stage best 11 here. We have Jesus Owono in goal, Ashraf Hakimi, Kalidou Koulibaly, Ogad, Masuaku, that's how the defense forms. Then in the midfield, we have Unahi, Amrabat, Lamine Kamara, and in front, Gelson Dala, Emilio Nsue, and Ismail Assar. No Mane, no Salah, no Mahrez, no Osimhen, no big players in this team. So that shows you how unique and diverse AFCON has been so far. Now, about 15 minutes in, it's time to finally focus on AFCON fantasy. Please pardon me if I've bored you by now. I just need to get all this out so that anyone that needs information can work with it and, get it in their system. And let's move on to our AFCON fantasy. So, logging into my team right now, and I am looking at my score, and I got a score total of 66 points. I mean, to me, that was quite good until I compared myself to many of those in the FPM Honor Super League, and I noticed that I'm not doing too good. Many guys got 76 points, even with Nsumi on the bench. Some got 90. I think the round score total was close to 100. And I'm currently even ranked, everyone is doing well. Everyone crossed the 70 border except me. So I'm jealous of you guys. You guys are doing well. And my current rank is 552. We have a rank drop from 319 in match day 2 to 552 in match day 3. So this is not great, but the plan is to improve every week. I was planning to enter the top 100 this week, but that's not going to happen. Now, probably next match day, that's round of 16, will make that happen. The key players that did well was even not Mohamed Kudus, even though he's knocked out, he managed to get a cheeky penalty assist, that which got me 7 points, and as captain, 14 points. There were rotations in the midfield for Mahrez and Kamori Dombia, who did not start for their nations. However, Emilio Nsue, the defense was basically very good. Emilio Nsue, Hamari Tari, and Hakimi all kept clean sheets, except the goalie who I brought in, El Shanawi, no clean sheet for Egypt. But Nebul got a clean sheet on the bench, and I think there's this other defender I brought in, Ibrahim from Tanzania, also got a clean sheet from the bench. So, clean sheet on the bench rather. So, that's how my team looked for match day 4. And let's see what we have in match day, match day 3, sorry. Well, let's see what we have in match day 4 coming for the quarterfinals, the round of 16. Now I'm going to answer the question I got asked: what are the best features to target? So if you were with me in the beginning, I've already ruled out the features that have been drawn. I've had the best features to target on paper. I would say it's those teams that are facing, those nations that are facing teams that got their first wins are kind of the games you should target. So I'll just basically call them out. So we have Mauritania getting their first win in the contest in the group stage against Algeria, now facing Cape Verde, who are Group B winners. If I was going to target a team, I want to target players that are facing Mauritania as a nation. Not like Mauritania are not strong enough to get their own and beat Cape Verde, but I would love to get more Cape Verde players, because on paper, they are a better team that have done well and came out as Group B winners and should beat Mauritania on paper. Now, AFCON is not predictable, but if I'm still going by logic, Cape Verde is a better team right now. Based on form and based on features, I will see Cape Verde versus Mauritania games a game to target, and I want to get in the Cape Verde goalie, that is Vozinha. Vozinha is a very good goalkeeper. He makes a good number of saves. Him or Real Mendes, I don't know if Bebe is fit, but I think he'll be ready in front for them. So Bebe, Real Mendes, and Vozinha, those are players off my head I can call. Okay, there's this Montero player also. Montero could be an option if you are looking for a differential in Cape Verde. So those are the games. That is one game I would like to target. Another game I would like to target is Equatorial Guinea versus Guinea. Now, this is not that easy or simple, but Equatorial Guinea really climbed the table and finished ahead of Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire. They are cooking something. You understand? They are actually cooking something that we are not aware of, but we have gotten to get a taste, and now we are aware of what is cooking. So I would like to get in another Equatorial Guinea player, you know, except in Suwe. There is also Machine. I mentioned in Match D2, who currently has about 2 assists. There is Iban, there is Pablo Garnett, there is Owono in goal. So many good assets there you can look forward to targeting against Guinea. Now it's not that simple, because Guinea have Gorasi, they have Naby Keita, but they are not really as awesome as they used to be or as we expect them to be. So probably it will be a tough game, but I still consider that game a game to target for fantasy assets. And some other game, the final game will be Angola versus Namibia. As I said, a team that is only gotten its first AFCON win, just like Mauritania, is Namibia. So if I want to get an Angola asset who seems to be doing well, it will be one of Gelson Dala or Mabululu. Mabululu is the striker who is on penalties. My guess, Ndala is a little bit much cheaper on 4.6 and has scored 2 goals so far. But probably Nebul will be the person I will get here because of his saves. He makes a lot of saves. He was among the top 5 saves made so far in the group stages that was compiled in a video some hours ago. So those are the players I think I know that some other Angola defenders I may have not called. They're in the 4-point region. But yeah, those are the players I know off the top of my head right now. So yeah. Games I will not want to target. Mali, Burkina Faso, it should be an easy game to target, but I'm not sure I want to target that because both teams are kind of dark horses. Like, you don't know what to expect. Both hungry teams. You really don't know what to expect, honestly. Mali could go out, Burkina Faso could go out. So it's kind of tough there. But if I want to get a player there among these games here. It's probably be Hamari Traore because of his captaincy and leadership, and Duels won. So yes, I'm not sure I want to go with too many Burkina Faso assets. Nigeria Cameroon is a tough game to consider, so I'm not want to get a lot of triple Nigerian assets in that game against Cameroon when you know there are high stakes here. So a lot there are tougher games, you know, Cote d'Ivoire versus Senegal. I mean, besides Mane and Ismaïla Assar, do you want any Cote d'Ivoire assets? They struggle to qualify to the next round. I mean, so there are not a lot of easy games to target here. So I mean, Egypt also struggled to get. Egypt finished the group with 2-2 draws throughout the games, and they are facing a RDC Congo team who is very hungry and strong as well as Egypt. So both teams did not actually get a win throughout the group stages. So maybe they will get a final win now because somebody must win to progress. So there are tough. There are a lot of tough games here. The only one easy on paper is not even easy on paper per se. Morocco. South Africa is not an easy team. You know, the Bafana boys made it to the next round. And Egypt, Morocco, I don't know, it's not going to be easy because the manager will not be there. And he is already suspended watching from the stand. So the impact will be different with the assistant manager. So I don't know. Those are the easy games I could mention, though. So moving now to players or punts or differentials. So 2 weeks ago or 2 match days ago, I mentioned Raya Mendes as my differential. He did well and got about 10 points. Last week or last match day, that's earlier on Monday or so, I mentioned Mamouche and Kakuta. None of them returned. So that is 1 over 2 for now. Let's see if I can get 2 over 3 for this game week. So who is my differential for this week? I need to make sure I'm stating, you know, the player that you guys should get. So my differential for this week, I would love to call Real Mendes because it's kind of trusted in LA. We did it in match day 2 and has 5% ownership, and captain, you know, goal and assist so far in the contest, is doing quite well. But I feel like there's some other players I might be ignoring in some other features. So looking at the features closely, looking at it with a little bit of in-depthness, I'll say my differential of the week could be from Equatorial Guinea, probably Iban Salvador, you know, getting goals and assists with his red hair, with his dyed hair. He could also, you know, get another return. I think he has about 2 returns now, 2 goals in the competition. Facing Guinea are not too strong attacking-wise, but Equatorial Guinea itself, they are quite strong. So I'm going to change my mind from Raya Mendes to Iban Salvador as my differential of the week. The other differentials probably I've not mentioned, but that's the main pick I'm going to be highlighting for this week. Yes, for this week. So looking at the features and looking at my team, what kind of team am I going to draft for match day 4, that's the round of 16. Remember that we are going to have, or remember if you don't know for now, we already have an automatic wildcard team for match day 4, and we also have an extra 5 million in the bank. And we have also had some price changes. I don't know if I can quickly reel them out, but recent price changes we had were Mane 11.8, Osimhen 11.8, Hakim Ziyech 10.1, Ismaïla Assar 9.2, Trezeguet 8.1, Mustafa Mohamed 7.4, Nkudu 7.1, Raya Mendes on 6.6, Koulibaly at 6.1, Hamari Traore 5.3, Emile Nsue 4.9, Gelson Dala 4.6, while Salah's price drops again to 11.6. So those are the recent price changes I have noticed in the game. However, what kind of team should we consider? So this is like a team review from my side to you guys, and basically wish you the best of luck after now. So looking at my team, to be honest, I don't have like a solid first 11 because we still need more news and updates concerning a few players. But looking at my sort of first team 11 right now, I have a double forward of Egypt strikers, that's Mamouche and Mustafa Mohamed. Last week I changed my mind at the end and took out Mustafa Mohamed, but Mustafa Mohamed has been consistent, close to how many percent ownership now? Close to 40% ownership, that is 36%. 3 goals in 3, very consistent with Mamouche. I still trust in Mamouche. I'm hoping for a return. him, Mamush, and Osimhen makes my front three for now. Something can happen. I might be interested in Abubakar later. Mamush can get dropped. So for now, this is what my front three looks like. I'm still interested in other players like Gelson Dala or Mabululu due to penalties. So let's see how that goes. So down to midfield, I have Hakim Ziyech, Sadio Mane, Ryan Mendes, and Ismail Assar. That's what my midfield looks like. Then in defense, I have Hakimi, Hamari Traore, and Nsue. Nsue is going to probably get the captain armband, but more on captaincy later. Then Nebul in goal, and Kabaski as a bench goalkeeper. Remember that Egypt's goalkeeper El Shaarawy has been given an injury span of, I don't know, 3 weeks or so, and is out of the AFCON. So Kabaski is next best thing for 4 million goalkeepers. There are a lot of 4 million goalkeepers, to be honest. We have Nias, Boubacar Nias of Mauritania, starting 4-0 goalkeeper. 4.1 now, that is Djougal Diarra of Mali. We have Vozinha for Cape Verde, 4-0. Well, that's 4M goalkeeper as well. Kabaski 4M now starting. Nebul 4M now starting. So a lot of 4M goalkeepers. So anyone you pick, just look at the schedule. If you like it, go for them. They are all good. Then on the bench, I have Unawi Amutenia, for who's starting regularly as a 4M defender for Namibia, and Mavlia, that is the South African vice captain, next best captain to Roseanne Williams in goal. So I have, that's what my team looks like for now. 2 million in the bank. I don't know what to do with that extra money. The money they gave us is too much, but for now, this is what my draft team looks like entering into the round of 16, which starts in a few hours from now, 24 hours away from now. Today is Friday. So let's see how it pans out. A lot of good and nice features there. Angola starting with against Namibia, 6 p.m. feature like that. So down to Morocco versus South Africa on which day? Is it Monday? On Tuesday when it ends. So that's basically it for AFCON Fantasy. If you have any question concerning your team, you're not sure what moves to make, you're not sure what transfers to make, please, if you send me a DM, it's a little bit much faster than tweeting at me, because if you tweet at me and I'm basically posting about injury news and I'm posting about somebody that is out, or I get multiple notifications, like I used to get close to 80 notifications in a day. So if you DM me, I kind of can see it faster, because I don't want to go through my notifications and be looking for your questions. So send me a DM. I'm honestly going to answer you. Send me a DM in 5 minutes. You most likely see an answer. So, and I'll be able to give my thoughts on what kind of team you should go with for the round of 16. Yeah, it's already close to 1 a.m. here and I need to go to bed. And today's a Friday. I need to go to bed and enjoy the rest of my weekend. So I really wish you guys the best. Have a nice weekend ahead, and may your arrows be green. Bye for now.